We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Thomas Bergeson. It's Thursday, April 2nd, 2026. Tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., local guitarist and University of Illinois music professor Guido Sanchez Portuguez is performing Nylon to Steel at Smith Recital Hall. Portuguez is an award-winning guitarist who served as first guitar for the Guitar Orchestra of Costa Rica for 8 consecutive years. His performance, Nylon to Steel, will feature compositions of both live classical guitar pieces and electrical guitar performances, and is free for university students. For those looking to get a sneak peek at the concert, this one is for you. Coming back to the news, and moving to Illinois sports, tomorrow, Illini basketball will begin a 3-game series at Purdue. Illinois currently holds a record of 14-13 and is 6-6 in conference play following a series win over Penn State. Purdue, led by head coach Greg Gaff, sits with a 19-9 record and is coming off a series win over Michigan State. First pitch is at 5 o'clock p.m. tomorrow and will be broadcast on Big Ten Plus. Also in Illinois sports, tomorrow, Illinois softball will kick off a 3-game series at Michigan State. The Illini go into East Lansing with a record of 9-27 and a conference record of 1-9 after obtaining their first conference win over the weekend against Minnesota. Michigan State will enter the series with a record of 13-20 and is still looking for its first conference win. First pitch is at 5 o'clock p.m. tomorrow and will be broadcast on Big Ten Plus. Now for some community updates. The Illinois State Police announced new upgrades to all 169 public safety answering points throughout Illinois. These locations will be powered through next-generation 911, upgrading today's communications from traditional 911 services of voice-centric to IP internet networks. NG911 transfers emergency services by routing calls based on the caller's actual location. This prevents delays in the service's response time caused by the previous system's routing that relied on the location of the call's nearest cell tower. The switch started in 2022 and finished on March 4th. The upgrades were completed using various regional providers of emergency service IP networks like Comtech, InDigital, Motorola, and AT&T statewide. This upgrade aims to increase safety by creating a more efficient and reliable modern 911 emergency service for Illinois. Wrapping up, the Champaign County Residential Electronics Collection event will take place on Saturday, May 16th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. This event will take place at Parkland College, and attendees are requested to enter through the Duncan Road entrance. To attend this event, Champaign County residents must register online. This registration process will allow residents to reserve a 15-minute time slot between 8 a.m. and 12 p.m. After registering, residents will receive a postcard approximately 10 to 14 days before the event. This will serve as your ticket for entry. Registration for this event is now open. For more details about specific electronics and registration information, visit ecycle.simplybook.me. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Landry Abercrombie, Ben Tuxhorn, Xiaolin Lua, and Sophie Van Sagge. From WPGU News, this has been Thomas Bergeson.